Follow Up North News with our daily newsletter. Go to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and click newsletter on the top banner. Once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
It's Monday morning across Wisconsin, and it's going to be largely nice weather-wise. In the northern and some western parts of the state, there will always be a slight chance of hit-or-miss rain during the week. But for it looks to be maybe the southern two-thirds of the state, it's going to be a dry week overall. The weekend is currently not looking great, looking potentially pretty rainy across Wisconsin. But again, it's Monday. We see those forecast change many a time. Tomorrow, we talk to a couple of different candidates. Dick Ausman is a candidate for Congress in the 7th District, and Bob Look is a candidate for State Senate in the 29th District around the Wausau area. And again, our thanks to Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area for joining us to talk a bit about the primary election results. And, you know, we've been talking since then, Luke and I, about what has to happen either from a campaign strategy or messaging side, or, you know, what voters have to see for the elections to go one way or the other come November. And I'm looking at a graph that was copied from Matt Iglesias, who I used to follow when he was with Vox, and now he's got his own column going. And I've kind of fallen off the Matt Iglesias bandwagon. I kind of liked that occasionally he'd have these contrarian points of view, and now they just seem kind of borderline goofy.
Just contrarian for the sake of being contrarian, I think Matt Iglesias is.
Yeah, and it you know, when you do it that way, it doesn't always work. And so he puts up this graph from the Survey Center on American Life. And he labels the graph as, quote, kind of remarkable. Well, here's what he thinks is kind of remarkable. The percentage of men and women between 18 and 29 who identify as liberal. And sometime before 1998, according to this graph, it was roughly about the same. About 27% of men, 28% of women identified as liberal. And the graph shows over the years up until now, this immense divergence that women are now up to, again, ages 18 to 29. Now it's about 43% identify as liberal, whereas men, it has slowly gone down to 25%. So almost a 20-point gap now between women and men, which, you know, we've all seen it. We've seen women become more progressive, more liberal, and we've seen men, you know, become more tribal, you know, and less liberal, especially in the Trump era. And Matt Iglesias, again, listed as kind of remarkable. And one of the responses from a woman was, yeah, from a bunch of people who've never had to change. You know, they life is good for them staying where they are, whereas women have had to become more active and, you know, rethink their political stance. So there's a lot of outreach that has to be done to young men. And I think this repeal of Roe v. Wade certainly helps in that effort, but you still, you know, I mean, you see the, I was going to say you see the Trump rallies, but now I'm reminded that Jordan Klepper did that Daily Show piece on the Waukesha rally. You were telling me about that first, Luke.
Yeah, Klepper's Trump rally was pretty interesting. There's just a lot of out there beliefs that you see, like this woman that I don't even remember what it's called, some kind of thing where words or letters equate to numbers.
Oh yeah, the weird coded thing, yeah. And every word means,
yep. And so there's just some like weird out there, and a lot of apparently the Waukesha Trump supporters that were at the rally a few Fridays back now were obsessed with the Pizzagate stuff, and so it just comes down to that. But it is this kind of, There's like a Joe Rogan kind of mindset for, because I fall in that age demographic. I am in the age demographic that you're talking about right now. And I have friends that I when you talk to them about things, their initial jerk reaction is kind of more of a conservative kind of thought, and maybe more towards that Joe Rogan libertarian thought than necessarily more liberal stuff. But it's interesting as Before I worked with the radio station, before I began working here, I worked in the nonprofit sphere. So I was working on nonpartisan but progressive-minded causes around the environment, around good governance, stuff like that. And the rise of young women that were I was in the minority in those nonprofits because there were not a whole lot of guys my age working on those issues and working in that field. And so I can definitely see from firsthand experience that yes, women are dominating that field right now of progressive activism, and it is an interesting divergence. And Matt Iglesias, he likes to throw things out there sometimes, but this seems to be one of those ones where it needs to be talked about.
Yeah. Well, and you have this again, dating back to the Rush Limbaugh era. You know, you have this demonization of, being open to compromise, being open to maybe changing your preconceived notions about people. And now it's insulted as, wokeness, and wokeness is weakness. And, the line you're going to hear all the time on this show is, woke just basically means don't be a jackass. And respect that somebody's, religious background or their gender identities or their sexual choices or, a father's decision to stay home while the wife goes to work. I mean, these are the elements of a modern world. It's a modern world that is no longer ruled by default by white men. And there's a lot of men that feel, that they are threatened by that. And rather than look for ways to not only embrace, but help other people thrive in this world, they go for the easy insults or at least the easy answers. And that's libertarianism. Libertarianism is the ultimate reach for an easy answer. Let's just give people, a few more rights and make government a little smaller. Again, sounds fine on its face, but decisions eventually have to be made. And those decisions very rarely will benefit the people who have often received the short end of the stick from government. And yet, remember what Angela Lang told us last week, giving somebody else the rights that you already enjoy does not take rights away from you. You're not giving something up except maybe some privilege that you had that you didn't earn, that you simply had by circumstance of where you were born, what gender you were born as, the household income that you were born into. And, I'm not saying all this to be terribly, preachy, to any of you, intentionally, but other than to note, if we can get people to think twice about, wait, why did I think libertarianism was the way to go? Or and maybe improves the caliber of leadership that we have in this country. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is Up North News, and we'll be back tomorrow.